Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
What does one U.S. senator think about pending tax reform legislation, bump stocks, and more? Let's go in-depth with Senator Chuck Grassley from New Hartford.
Okay, Dr. Bob, you're on with Senator Grassley.
Hi, Senator.
Dr. Bob, I'm glad to be with you again.
Yes, thanks for meeting with me today. I know that you're really busy, and we'll get right to it. What do you think the chances of getting the tax bill through?
Pretty darn good, I believe. I think it might be harder in the House than in the Senate because I haven't heard Republicans oppose it. I've heard some Republicans say they don't like this issue or that issue. But in the Senate, you know, I think it's going to have to, or in the House, it's going to have to be all Republicans. Well, of course, in the Senate, it'll probably have to be all Republicans. But we do have a chance of maybe getting three Democrat votes. And if we get three, we might get six. So let me kind of give you a timeline. House votes it out of committee. We dropped the Senate bill for public consumption. The Senate, or the House floor, takes it up next week. The Senate Finance Committee takes it up next week. It passes the House next week. It probably can't come up in the Senate until the Monday after Thanksgiving. We've got until about December 15th, so if the Senate takes 1 week to work on it, we'll have 2 weeks to deal with it in conference. And then final passage through both houses should get it to the president well before Christmas.
I understand that some Republicans aren't, especially like the Freedom Caucus and some of the deficit hawks, aren't happy with it because I was reading that it'll add up to $1.7 trillion to the deficit. Didn't the CBO say that?
Yeah, but that's based upon what it can't be more than 1 5/10 trillion. But see, that takes into consideration what we call static scoring. There's every reason to believe that just with 0.4% increase in the gross domestic product, that will be made up, more than made up, during the period of the tax bill. A more accurate statement would be the period of the what we call the budget window. So if you don't take that into consideration, then yes, they're right. But we've had so many instances where economic growth has brought more revenue into the federal treasury with tax cuts, and we know that this economy's got to grow at 3%, and this should get the economy continuing to grow at 3% because it has for three quarters now, and with a sustained growth of 3% compared to the 1.5% under 8 years of the Obama administration, which is completely different from the last 50 years, then it's nothing to be concerned about.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Senator Chuck Grassley. You and I have talked a lot about the legitimacy of nonpartisan groups providing analysis, and you've said the Congressional Budget Office is good, and so that's why I went with that in our last point. How about the Tax Policy Center? Because I was reading.
Okay.
Are they good?
The Tax Policy Center would be a think tank. There's nothing wrong with think tanks. Tends to be a liberal think tank. They have found a lot of fault with tax bills since 5 weeks ago when the framework came out. But remember, the framework is about less than 10 pages, I would say, whereas the bill that's going to come out of Ways and Means Committee is over 400 pages. Well, everything they've been saying bad about what we might be doing with this tax bill has been based on that framework. Now, starting when the Ways and Means Committee gets done its bill, when the bottom line, when the Ways and Means Committee gets done with this bill today or tomorrow, and then we put our bill out for public comment, then everything they have to say about it would be legitimate, even if maybe we would say they might be not correctly analyzing the results of it. But the biggest thing here is we have once in a generation opportunity to reform the tax code, and the bottom line is that we've messed up the tax code over the last 30 years. We need to fix it, and this is the first opportunity we had, and we've got to do it. Just doubling the standard deduction from $12,000 to $24,000 is going to help a lot of middle-class people to get a pay cut. The corporate tax rate from 35 down to 20 is estimated to, because so much of what corporations pay in taxes, if they don't have to pay it, it'd be diverted to wages for working men and women, is supposed to increase the wages of people with corporations by $4,000 over the period of the budget window. So I think you got to look at it as the tax policy group has not taken into consideration the details of the bill.
Now, I know, and this is getting into the weeds a little bit, but there's one thing that I was surprised that it got rid of, and that was the adoption tax credit. And the only reason I know this is because I saw you, I know adoption is a big thing for you, and I was sort of surprised. Why get rid of the adoption tax credit?
Well, you'll have to ask some of the congressmen that. I can't tell you whether it's going to be in the Senate bill or not, because until we put the bill out next week, the members of the Senate Finance Committee said we're not going to comment on it. And besides, it's a moving target anyway, even 24 hours before it'll be released to the press. So I don't want to comment on whether it's in the Senate bill or the House bill, but I'll never have a chance to vote on the House bill, because sure, we're going to bring up the Senate bill. Then we'll go to conference with the House bill and work out the differences.
Okay, but you can assure our listeners that you think the average Iowan will be better off because of this tax bill?
Yes. Particularly middle-class Iowans. We're, by keeping the 39.6% top rate bracket, at least that's what they've done in the House, and I think there's a tendency for us to do that in the Senate. It seems to me that that you can't make a case that rich people are going to get a bigger break. If we keep that, and originally we talked about reducing it down to 35, but for incomes over $1 million, we're going to keep it. I better say I think we're going to keep it at 39.6.
More in depth after this. What does one U.S. senator think about pending tax reform legislation, bump stocks, and more? Let's go in depth with Senator Chuck Grassley from New Hartford. I received a press release from you, a notice of a committee hearing, moving on to a different subject, is that you've scheduled a hearing titled Firearm Accessory Regulation and Enforcing Federal and State Reporting to the National Instant Criminal Background Check System. You've scheduled that for next Tuesday. What's that all about?
Yeah. Well, do you know the killing in Las Vegas was related to the stock? Bump stock. Stock bump. Or bump stock, whatever you call it.
Yeah.
making a rifle an automatic weapon. The hearing is originally scheduled just for that, but now that we've run into the fact that the killer down in Texas hasn't got guns because his name wasn't in, because of his mental problems, his name wasn't reported to the FBI, and the acronym for that sub-agency is NICS, N-I-C-S. But they're the ones that you have to check with if you're going to sell a gun that's covered by the law. You got to get permission. Can this person buy a gun? He wasn't reported. So we've expanded it from bump stock to include that issue as well. Now, we just that may be changed from Tuesday to another date because we just got word from the Justice Department that they may not be ready to testify on the NICS aspect of the hearing that we're going to have. And what this hearing is all about is to find out whether the Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms sub-agency within Justice can take care of the bump stock issue by repealing their regulation, or whether we need to pass laws. And then there's plenty of evidence going back to a bill that I sponsored and brought up on the floor and got 57 votes for it, but I didn't get 60 votes for it, to make it mandatory and give incentives to states and local governments and even federal agencies to have, in the case of federal agencies, to make sure that they have a standard for all agencies for reporting people that shouldn't be able to buy guns.
Right, and the Air Force sort of dropped the ball on this.
They sure did.
Yeah, and 26 people are dead.
Okay, and that's being investigated by the Defense Department, and we may benefit from that report as well, although I think that report's going to take longer than our hearing. It will come later than our hearing.
Well, that seems like to make a lot of sense for, you know, no matter what side of the aisle that you're on, is to tighten that system down. That's your purpose with this? Am I understanding that right?
Yeah.
Okay, and bump stocks, is this an effort to ban those or what?
Well, then let me get back to something I probably didn't make very clear, and that is that the ATF, Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, in 2011, now this is during an administration where they were very much anti-gun, but they said that these bump stocks could be sold. And, of course, they're used to make non-automatic gun automatics. And automatics have been ruled out going back to the 1930s for Tommy submachine guns and going back to another bill that passed during the Reagan administration. So it seems to me, why would they allow something to be sold that made a rifle or a military-type not automatic, but you know, where you have to, you every time you pull the trigger, a bullet goes. Make it so that you just pull the trigger once, and it shoots you know, hundreds of bullets in a few minutes, and it just doesn't make sense. So right now, I don't want to say a bill has to be passed if you want to outlaw them. I'm just saying that if ATF made these things legal, then can't they make them illegal?
Right. And you personally, you want to make them illegal, it sounds like.
Common sense. Now, I may draw a different conclusion if you interview me next month after this hearing. But right now, my common sense tells me if we've outlawed Tommy submachine guns, and we've outlawed in the Reagan administration automatic weapons, and this thing makes otherwise non-automatic weapons automatic, then it just doesn't make sense that you have a law that outlaws them and then somebody else can come in with a regulation and accomplish the same thing just by adding something onto a, I'll call a rifle. It's not really a rifle.
Well, of the polls that I've seen, I think that the majority of the American people would agree with you, and you're probably going to get some pushback from the NRA on that.
Just between you and me, and I won't tell you conversations, but I think the NRA sees this as a major problem.
Oh, they see the bump stocks are? Or that you investigating this and...
No. I think they see the public relations of a bump stock being a problem.
Okay, interesting, Senator. I know you've got to go in a minute. Any last thoughts that you'd like to share with our listeners today?
Yeah, I'd like to have people think of Saturday, which is Veterans Day, the 11th, but we're going to have a federal holiday on Friday, so I don't know when they're going to celebrate Veterans Day, but I hope everybody keeps in mind what veterans have done and people in uniform right now have done to keep our people secure and to defend our liberties and stuff. So I'm going to be participating in an event Friday in Altoona, and then I'm going to be dedicating a veterans memorial in the county seat of my home county, Allison, Iowa, Butler County, for all veterans. And that's my way of honoring veterans.
Thanks to Senator Chuck Grassley for contributing to the program. For KNIA, KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.